So to touch on, you know, you being the girls' basketball coach and one of the most well-known ones around the state, do you feel like your team may be a little behind developmentally, and this is the same for every school across the state, just because so much summer ball from AAU and I know some tournaments are starting to go on now, but that's just been missed where you've had it, you know, most summers. You've missed out on that.
Yeah, you know, if a coach has got a seasoned, pretty mature team coming back, you know, it might not bother them that much because, you know, those kids have been around, they kind of know what to do on their own. You know, I had a big freshman group that came in last year that they're going to be sophomores this year, and I was really, you know, banking on having a big summer because, you know, that freshman year they kind of get their feet wet and learn what's going on. And then they need to make a big jump, you know, for us to be able to compete as sophomores. And so we missed all that time to, you know, kind of get in the lab and work some things out and blow some things up. And so we missed that. So, you know, I realize, you know, kind of everybody's in the same boat. But I do think it hurts a younger team much, much more than what it would an older team.
Have you guys had any discussion on what – attendance is going to look like at, you know, indoor volleyball game, at a soccer game, at a football game? But have you made any early decisions on kind of what any of that will look like?
Yeah, no, we have. We've got volleyball worked out, and you know, our middle school volleyball team has already gotten started, and we ran into an issue there because the way their court is drawn out is the court is sideways. They wanted to put two courts in there when they built that. So and the bleachers can't pull out all the way. So we only had about four rows of bleachers. And then the first game that we had, I mean, there just simply wasn't enough room, you know, for all the fans to spread out. So we had to move their games over to the high school gym so that we've got more room to spread everybody out. And then we had our second game actually last night. And got everybody moved around, and then that worked much better. So, you know, volleyball doesn't work at capacity much. So, in our gym, I don't see there being an issue with attendance. And, you know, we're kind of working on football and kind of seeing what everybody else is doing. We're trying to keep everything at about a third of capacity and to make sure that we can spread it out. And just trying to decide now whether we limit I guess, how many tickets are going to be offered to the visiting team.
And last question here, Coach. When you look at football specifically, have you talked about the cheerleaders and the band, if they're going to be allowed in there, and just kind of what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, now, with the cheerleaders, you know, as long as in formations that they, you know, maintain the 6 feet social distancing. You know, if they do any kind of building, then they do have to wear a mask. You know, football is good because the cheerleaders are farther away from the crowd. You know, we're not sure yet what we run into once we get into basketball. We might have to do something different because everything's so compact. Our band is only going to perform at our home games, and we're going to have an area in the end zone where they're going to set up and stay and play and get them away from the general population, the spectators, and then it's also going to free up some more bleacher space so we can allow some more people to come in.
Coach Brown, thank you for jumping on with us today to just kind of talk about everything that's going on there with the pandemic and Jackson County Athletics, and we look forward to having you on again sometime here soon.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate everything you guys do at Stone Comp.